Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. So this month is the anniversary of when I was diagnosed with celiac disease. So I've been living with a diagnosis for 13 years now, and I thought it would be really timely to share with you some of the lessons that I've learned living with celiac disease. And I just hope that this episode inspires you and supports you and helps you on your journey as well. So my first lesson that I have learned living with celiac disease is that you will make mistakes. It happens. We all make mistakes, but the best thing that you can do is just learn from them. You know, don't beat yourself up and don't be too hard on yourself, because, you know, we're not being taught this in school, how to live with celiac disease, are we? We're learning it on our own and we're doing the best that we can. So, you know, don't beat yourself up over it and just move on from those mistakes. And you've heard my mistakes that I've made if you've listened to previous episodes, where, you know, I've made silly mistakes over the years and there's no point beating myself up over it. I just kind of look back and think how silly I was to do some of the things that I've done. And, you know, I've just learned from them and I've moved on. The next one is to get support. So if you can find someone to support you, then you will learn so much more about living with celiac disease and you'll learn more about how to support yourself as well. So when I was first diagnosed, there wasn't as much support available. There's much, much more available now. I've seen many people online and more people are becoming more experts in this field. Whereas when I was diagnosed, you know, even the dietitian that I went to was clueless. He had absolutely no idea how to support me. And I've talked about this a number of times in previous episodes as well. But basically, he was Googling stuff as I was sitting there paying him to help me. And I could have sat at home and done that for free. So that was pretty frustrating. So find someone that can support you and help you on your journey. That's a big one that can make this a lot easier. The next one is to become a label reading ninja. If you can read labels, you are going to find that living with celiac disease is so much easier. And I know that in different countries, it's, you know, we have different rules and we have different labeling regulations. And some countries I understand are much harder than others. Here in Australia, we are so blessed that no gluten is allowed to be in any of our food products without it being labeled on the packaging. So we're very, very lucky that, you know, companies can't sneak it in without us knowing. We have to be told. So we're very lucky here. And I do understand that I'm very blessed for that. But if you can become a label reading ninja, you will definitely find that your journey with celiac disease is much more successful in a nutshell, basically. So definitely learn how to read a label, make sure you know what you're looking for, and do it every time you shop, every time you're with friends and sharing food. Always, always read labels. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned. You know, don't just trust that someone's done the work for you. You need to read that label yourself and be confident in what you're eating. That's a big one that I've learned. All right, the next one is to teach your family and friends about celiac disease so that they can support you. So even when I say teach them about celiac disease, you know, tell them why you have to eat gluten-free. Make them understand, because, you know, we do get the narky comments and we do get the people thinking it's just a bit of a joke, and some people are just rude and some people don't get it. But when you teach them about it, then it's a little bit easier for them to see where you're coming from and to support you. I've been really lucky with my family. They've all been amazing and supportive and have kind of helped me grow into myself, becoming, you know, a person living successfully with celiac disease. And just recently we had a relative stay with us from interstate, and I haven't really been around her very much since my diagnosis. And, you know, she had no idea. Her mum eats gluten-free and she kept making comments like, oh, well, mum does this and mum does that. And I said, yeah, but your mum hasn't got celiac disease. Your mum is just choosing to eat gluten-free because it makes her feel better. Whereas, you know, if I eat gluten accidentally or, you know, you cross-contaminate me because you're putting your knife into my Vegemite, then you know, you're making my body very sick because my body will attack itself. I won't just feel, you know, a little bit bloated and a little bit uncomfortable. It will actually, you know, attack my body will attack itself. So I had to teach her about it so that she got it a little bit more, because at first I don't think she took it very seriously. So yeah, that was interesting that I haven't had to do that for such a long time. And I went back to, you know, square one, and I was teaching someone again about why, you know, you can't do this in my house and that type of thing. So yeah, very important to teach those people in our lives about celiac disease and gluten-free so that they can be supportive and be there to help us. Big one. All right, the next one is to improve your overall health. So I learned this very, very, very early on. Luckily, I was already on a health journey. I was already involved in a company that basically was a health company, I guess that's the easiest way of putting it. And I was already learning about health, and I was already on this journey of learning how to look after my body better and that type of thing. And it wasn't until I got celiac disease that it inspired me to become a health coach and to be able to help other people. But not only that, it definitely made me more aware that just eating gluten-free was not enough. You know, I had to focus on other areas of my body to be able to be healthier and have more energy, because there's so much that changes when we change our diet to be on gluten-free. So, you know, learning how to look after your health and your mindset and, you know, exercise and all of these things, they make up a massive whole. They don't just make it easy on us when we get diagnosed with celiac disease. You know, they basically go, yep, you need to eat gluten-free, and send you on your merry way. And for me, that wasn't enough. I had to take my diagnosis by the reins, and I had to move forward with my health rather than feeling woe is me. I had to go on a healing journey. I had to, you know, learn what nourished my body. I had to learn how to heal my gut and what was making me feel sick still. You know, I've talked about this in the past as well, that lactose was causing me issues. And many people that first get diagnosed with celiac disease cannot tolerate lactose in the beginning. Some people find out that they're lactose intolerant, and other people just find out that it's just in the beginning that they can't have it. So there's all these things that we need to learn along the way. Now, the next one is, just when you think you've got things under control, a new curveball might be sent your way. So just as I was talking about then with the lactose intolerance, that happened to me. Oh God, I keep forgetting when I found this out, because it's a little bit confusing. So when my daughter, my third child, was born, we found out she had cow milk protein intolerance. So I couldn't have any dairy whatsoever. So I completely went off dairy, and that was a little bit of a blessing. And the reason was because the proteins from me consuming dairy were being passed through to her in my breast milk and making her incredibly sick. So I stopped having dairy. And then when I went to have a colonoscopy, my gastroenterologist told me that I actually had lactose intolerance as well. So that was another curveball that was thrown my way that I've had to learn how to deal with as well. So, you know, I felt like I was doing so well with my celiac disease and eating gluten-free and focusing on my health, and then my diet had to completely change again. So I have to eat lactose-free now, and, you know, I find that it's a little bit more challenging to find lactose-free and gluten-free food, you know. So, you know, things aren't always cruising along for us. You know, we get curveballs, and that's basically what happened to me. But, you know, we learn to live with these things. We've got to focus on the positives and do the best that we can for ourselves. The next one is, anxiety around food is real. I've never been an anxious person around food. Growing up, it was just, you know, eat food, enjoy it, life's great. And then, you know, celiac disease diagnosis comes my way and I could never, ever eat out again without feeling a little bit anxious or, you know, stressing that someone's putting their gluten-filled knife into my Vegemite. You know, these things are, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. It gets easier. You learn to live with the anxiety and it's just one of those things that the more you know and the more you look after yourself, the lower the anxiety is, I guess. So initially when I first started eating out in restaurants and cafes, it almost made me sick just thinking about if I accidentally got gluten. But once I learned the questions to ask and what to look for when I was eating out and to make sure that, you know, these processes were happening for me, the anxiety lessened a lot. But I'm not going to lie, the anxiety around food is still there. It's just not as heightened as what it was in the early days, if that makes sense. And the last thing is it gets easier. That's the lesson I've learned, is it gets easier, guys. The longer you live with celiac disease, the easier it gets. You know, I haven't been gluten for about 4 years now. I haven't had an accidental glutening for about 4 years, touch wood. But, you know, in the early days, it happened quite regularly. And it was because I didn't know what to look for. And I wasn't asking the right questions when I was eating out and things like that. So it gets easier. You start to feel better. You know, you might have a curveball thrown your way, but it does get easier. So please focus on that. Please know that the more that you learn, and thank you for listening to this podcast because you're obviously here to learn more and take control of your health and your life. So well done to you for tuning in. And yeah, it gets easier. And just by being here and being part of this community, you're doing the best for your health. So thanks for tuning in. I hope that, you know, supports you and makes you feel a little bit more normal and see where I'm coming from as well. So thanks so much for tuning in and I will talk with you again next week. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.